Put two duds in your washing machine. Finest duds you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Duds brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Miss James.
Yes, Dr. Hewitt.
Will you please get me the folder on Chucky White?
Well, are you going to see the boy this morning, Doctor?
Yes.
Well, you told me to mark that case closed after you saw Mr. White several weeks ago.
Yes, I know. As far as I was concerned, after I talked with the boy's father, I did consider the case closed. Dr. Bowling, who seems a little closer to that situation than I think he should be, prevailed upon me to at least see the boy once.
Oh.
Just between you and me, Miss James, I've become a little curious about that young man.
Here's the folder, Doctor.
Oh, thank you. I brought a package with me this morning, as you may have noticed.
Oh, yes, quite a large package.
I'd like you to open it and assemble the various toys on the table.
Uh-huh. Why, what a strange assortment. Evidently, you don't intend to work with the usual things you have.
Oh, I'll want a few of those, too.
Boxing gloves?
Mm-hmm. And that plastic tank, would you mind filling it with water?
I haven't read the child's record.
Well, you glance at it and you'll know the reason for this unusual assortment, as you call it.
A pocket knife?
You've been with me long enough, Miss James. What do you think of the idea of the knife, the boxing gloves, and the water?
Well, either the child must be very interested in these things or afraid of them.
And, Miss James, don't forget the paints, Crayolas, drawing pad, pencils, and color books.
Very well, Doctor.
I'll get it, Miss James. Yes? Oh, well, have Mrs. White wait for a few moments. I'll see her shortly.
A small boy waits with his mother in the reception room of Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist, not knowing really where he is or why. I don't know about you, but as for myself, I'm rather interested in Dr. Hewitt's assortment of toys. I've always wondered how a child psychologist went about determining the problems of the young. Unexpressed problems. Problems that undoubtedly can only be determined by a child's behavior. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white, white washes without red hands. I've gone back to Duds.
Yes, for white, white washes without red hands. The swing is back to Duds. Duds does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Duds. Duds gives me white, white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Duds next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Duds can promise this because of the way Duds is made. Only Duds, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. Only Duds contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Duds gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Duds does everything and does right by your hands. Get Duds today. You'll say it, too.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Duds.
So, this is Chucky. How are you, young man?
Fine, thank you.
And you, Mrs. White?
Quite well, thank you.
Oh, sit down, Chucky.
Oh, Chucky, look at all the toys.
You didn't have to call his attention to them, did you, Mrs. White?
No.
Do you have a little boy? Are they his toys?
I have a boy, yes. A little older than you. He comes down and visits me every now and then, and when I'm busy, well, I have these things for him to play with while he waits for me. Oh, Mrs. White, don't you have some shopping to do?
Hmm? Oh, that's right, I do.
Am I going with you, Mother, while you shop?
Chucky, I don't think you'd be interested in going with me.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't, Chucky. Why don't you stay here with me? Your mother will be back in about an hour or so.
I'd rather go with you, Mother.
Darling, I won't be long. I'm only picking up a hat I bought last week.
All right, Mother. But you won't be very long.
No, darling, of course not. In about an hour, darling.
Yes, Mrs. Wine.
Goodbye, Chucky.
Goodbye, Mother.
Well, Chucky.
Yes, sir?
I have a few letters to sign. Why don't you go over to that table and amuse yourself? There's a swell little boat that you wind up and you put it in that tank of water and see it scoot around.
Yes, sir.
Without Chucky realizing it, Dr. Hewitt, you're watching him intently, scrutinizing his every action, his every movement. Yes, you've about convinced him that you're not at all interested in what he's doing. And he feels free to amuse himself, confident that you're not watching him.
Amazing. He's moved the boxing gloves, the tank, the boat away. And yes, there goes the knife. He's putting them as far away from him as possible. I wonder if he's going to... Yes, he's taking the picture book. Very restrained, even when he thinks he's unobserved. Mm-hmm. The watercolors. He's evidently settled himself for painting. A strange child. And yet, what can one expect under the circumstances? Unless, of course... Well, we'll see.
Do you have any paints at home, Chucky?
No, sir. Just crayons.
Use them very much?
Yes, sir.
Have you any boxing gloves at home?
Yes, sir.
Like to box, do you?
No.
You mind if I see what you're painting?
No, sir. I don't think it's any good.
Oh, I bet it is.
I don't think so. I can't do anything real good.
Why, Chucky White, are you trying to kid me?
No, sir.
Why, I bet anything that I know exactly what you painted on that pad so far.
You mean you can tell?
Why, of course I can. You're making a picture of the sky and the sun.
Does it look like the sky and the sun, Dr. Hewitt? Do you like it?
And this is the first time you've used paints. Well, I think that's great.
Thank you, sir.
Now, what are you going to put on the bottom? Water?
Oh, no, sir. I don't know how to make water look.
Well, it's a little bluer than the sky. Sort of green blue. Oh, you've seen the Pacific Ocean.
I don't remember.
Well, try to remember.
I don't want to paint water. I'll paint grass. That's green. That's easy.
Is it because it's easy that you'd rather paint it?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'd like to see you do? My son Jack, he's a whiz at it. He can take a brown crayon and draw the best picture of a pair of boxing gloves you'd ever want to see. Now, suppose we put these boxing gloves right here so you can see them. I'd like to know if you can draw something like that.
No, sir. I can't.
Well, you haven't even tried.
I don't like boxing gloves. I don't like boxing.
You mean to say you've been boxing?
I started Saturday. I don't like it. And I'm not going to draw those boxing gloves. Put them on the other side of the table because I don't like them. I don't even like to look at them.
Well, that's all right with me, Chucky. How about this knife? Would you like to draw that?
No, sir.
Well, Chucky, you know, you can make things with a knife like this. You know, out of wood.
You can cut yourself, too.
Not when you know how to use it.
I don't want to.
You don't like boats either, hmm?
They can go down and you can drown in the water.
Not if you know how to swim.
Even if you know how to swim, you can drown. And then you're dead.
You know what I think, Chucky? I think you're going to be an artist.
Do you, Dr. Hewitt?
Oh, I sure do. Anyone who can draw a sky and a sun like that when he's never used paints before.
I'd like to be an artist. I want to go to art school. I can't.
Oh?
I have to take boxing lessons on Saturday.
Oh, I see. How would you like to take those paints home with you?
May I?
Oh, of course.
Does your boy paint, too?
Well, I think all boys like to paint.
Do all boys like to box and swim?
No. Some do and some don't. Why do you ask?
My daddy said that all boys like swimming and boxing. He said it's a must. And if I learn how to swim and box when I'm only 6 years old, well, then I won't be afraid anymore. I'm not really afraid.
Of course you're not. Chucky.
Yes, sir?
I have a very nice book over at my desk. I'd like to show it to you. You like books, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And you know, there's a very interesting story about this book.
What kind of a story, Dr. Hewitt?
Well, it was made for a little boy by a mother and father who had adopted him when he was just a little baby.
Like I was adopted once?
Let's look at the book, shall we?
You've learned a great deal in a very few minutes, haven't you, Dr. Hewitt? Perhaps you'll learn even more as you continue to talk with this strange child, Chucky White.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness? Such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So for white washes without red hands, get Does today. Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist, continues his talk with Chucky White in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Does.
Put new Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.